time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Every Friday, we give you an update from the world of real estate, both things happening nationally and things happening locally. Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the highlights and the important things people ought to know about today?
Well, the rates are probably going to be less of a topic. I mean, we'll always mention them, but they're exactly where they were at a week ago, which is kind of nice because we got some stability in the rates. That's the positive. The negative is they're still high. So your average conventional right now in the United States is 6.95% with a FHA or VA. You can get those down to the 6.6 range. And that's with no points. If you pay points, which a point is a 1% of the loan amount. So if you're borrowing $300,000 and it costs you 1 point to drop your rate, that would be $3,000. But yeah, those are pretty stable. So not a lot to talk about on the rate front. We still got 38 days before the next Fed meeting where we don't know if they're going to pause or raise, but we really have a lot. And it's crazy to think that there's only a week left in June already. Seems like we just went over May stats. But I guess that'll get here before you know it. But pretty stable rate environment. We had kind of a it's kind of been odd because we had a lot of pendings last month, but our closings in June, and when I say our, I mean all of Douglas County, our pendings in June are up. We have 100 pending so far in 23 days, but we only have 74 sold. Even though we had almost 200 pending last month. So what it tells me is either A, some of these are dropping out, like people are going under contract and then backing out, or it's just we're going to have a lot of closings in the next 2 weeks. So 74 so far, but 43 of those, 31 of those were just in the last 7 days. So almost half of the pending so far happened in the last 7 days in Douglas County. Total active inventory is about 361, so that's kind of nice. That gives people choice. That's the highest number of active homes we've had since December.
And what about with this many homes on the market, does that bring the prices down, or you still see them go up?
They're pretty stable. So that's one of the reasons, one of the things I want to talk about today is why are people still buying? I get this question quite a bit. Why are people still buying when the rates are so high? So one of the reasons is what you just asked is price stability. The higher rates make for less buyers in the market. So when there's less buyers per house, the prices tend to come down, and they have come down, not significantly, but even if they stay flat, which is probably about what's going to happen for the rest of the year, they're just going to be stable. That's way different than it's been the last 3 years, where the interest rates were so low that the prices just kept going up. In some places, going up 20 to 25% in 1 year. So, I mean, a $300,000 house could be worth $350 by the end of the year. So that's not happening anymore. Prices right now are about the same as they were a year ago. So buyers can more predict what they're going to pay for properties. You have more available to look at. So those are a couple of reasons. A couple other reasons why people are buying right now is they're pretty savvy buyers. What they know is when the rates do go down, the prices will go up. So if they can buy right now and afford to buy at the current rate environment, they're going to get a lower price. And when the rates do go down after they buy, they'll be able to refinance as the prices are going up, but they're going to be stuck or locked into their lower price, and then they'll be able to refinance and take the advantage of the lower rate as well, if that makes sense.
So are you seeing, especially maybe the middle class price ranges, are you seeing people go after homes they really want to get in multiple offers, offer situations?
Yes. Yeah, so it's kind of, you know, each price point is different. Each area is different. So when I say there's lots of options and lots of properties for sale, there are in a lot of the price points. But if you get into that sweet spot around $300,000, last week I mentioned that a house had eight offers. That was a 275 house. So it's very crowded in that space from 225 or 275 to 325 is the bulk of the buyers. That's where most of your first-time home buyers are. But yeah, that would lead me to my next thing that I want to talk about was multiple offer situations. So if you are in a multiple offer situation, a lot of times buyers will just say, no, I don't want to get in a bidding war. But I want to encourage buyers to just give it a try. It doesn't cost anything to write an offer, no matter how many other offers there are. And by the way, that one that had eight offers, that person that bid $55,000 over backed out. So the second position, who was only $25,000 over, got moved to first position in that case. So even though they got outbid by, I think, $25,000 or $30,000 and lost, they still got the backup position and are now in first position at their lower price. So there, it's not the end of the world to get into a multiple offer situation. And that was an anomaly. We just had a training on, actually it was an agent collaboration. It's not a training. It's just where we share with each other all of our multiple offer situations in the last couple months. And what we're discovering is the multiple offers are not going like that one very often. They're mainly going for about asking price and maybe $5,000 to $10,000 over. So even with there's four offers, they're not going crazy high anymore like they were back in the 21, 22, and or even back to 2020. So if you're in a multiple offer situation, you just got to don't go crazy. Just figure out at what price point would I be happy with the next guy getting it. And then you write an escalation clause up to that point. An escalation clause is where you you say, okay, if it's 275, we'll give you 275 and we'll beat every other offer by $2,000 up to 285. So if somebody's at 280, you're at 282. If they're at 285, you're at 287. And what that does is give the buyer that they know they're not going to outbid the next guy by $20,000. It's just going to be $2,000.
Yeah, it's a bit of a interesting situation to be in the midst of that. And everyone's got to evaluate their own financial situation. Like the person that backed down after being, you know, 50,000 up probably looked around and went, wait a second, I shouldn't do this.
Yeah, and once you get eight offers, even us agents, when the agent tells us, the listing agent tells us they have eight offers, we're thinking, oh, great, it's going to be one of those 70,000, 80,000 over. And it did go higher than it should have. And but what that does lead to buyer's remorse. When you're 55,000 over, when you go to bed that night, you're wondering, what did I just do? Am I paying way too much for this house? You know, with the economy, we don't know what's going to happen. Do I really want to be 55,000 over in this market? And apparently they didn't, because they backed out pretty quickly within a couple days. So, yeah, you got to know your own situation. I always say you got to, if you're looking to buy a house, no matter what the market is, you got to be able to afford the payment comfortably and be able to save money, put money away in the bank. If you can do that, it may be a good time for you to buy a house.
So as people are evaluating things, what do you expect for the rest of the summer here locally?
I think we're, again, just stable. It's a stable market. We did get a bump for sure. We always do in May and June. And so we got a lot more pendings, which is going to lead to a lot more closings in July and August. But it's pretty stable. It's a pretty stable environment for buyers. You don't need to rush around. I had a buyer come into town from Portland. She's from Roseburg, moved to Portland, moving back to Roseburg. But we looked at eight houses over the weekend, and we weren't in a hurry. If one of them went pending, it was fine. There's other options out there. So it's a much more relaxed, take-your-time type of environment for buyers, and I expect that to stay the same because rates are going to stay the same probably throughout the rest of the year.
All right, so for people to contact you, how do they do that?
Two ways. You can always call us at 541-391-4945 or look us up on our website or visit us in downtown Roseburg on Jackson Street. But our website's theoregonlife.com.
All right. Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.